a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you. Bring State Affairs to order. Please check your cell phones. Senator Krebs has arrived. We can start. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Brown.
Here.
Ferrix, excused. Holeen.
Here.
Lederman.
Here.
Lucas.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Thiessen.
Here.
Rave.
Here.
Roden, excused.
All right, we have a quorum. You have the minutes provided from the last meeting. I would be open for a motion.
Second.
Motion by Brown, second by Holeen to approve minutes from last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Chair would like to welcome our few guests today and all those listening on the internet and our page who's running around. So you're supposed to be out here. You're screwing this up for me, Elizabeth. I'm announcing you, and then you're supposed to announce who you are and say your name, where you're from, what you want to do after school. You read those all, remembered all those questions? Okay.
My name is Elizabeth Johnson. I am a senior at Faith High School, and I'm going to go to Wartburg College for music therapy.
Excellent. Thank you for helping out today. Hope you had a good time paging. Good. You want to come back next week, too? Or?
I wish.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, I think we'll open testimony on Senate Bill 70. Take the calendar in order today. Are there proponents for Senate Bill 70?
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning, Senator Krebs.
State Senator Chantel Krebs, District 10, Renner, South Dakota. Thank you to Mr. President Pro Tem for appointing me to the Code Commission this past term. And, of course, the Code Commission meets several times a year. And, of course, that really boils down to one word, reviewing of our code and, of course, the statutes and specifically the volumes. So what you see before you is Senate Bill 70, which is something that you see every year. It's the codification or the codifying legislation enacted, and what you see is the updates that we change for every year. We pick a volume, or in this case, we picked volume 3, 16, and 21 to update. But at this time, Mr. Chair, I'm going to defer to my legal counsel that is here representing me. Doug Decker will explain a little further for you.
Thank you, Senator. I thought you had your law degree. I'm sorry. Any further proponents, Mr. Decker?
Good morning, Chairman Rave and members of the committee. My name is Doug Decker. I am the code counsel for the state of South Dakota. The code counsel is a statutory position appointed by the e-board, and I serve at the pleasure of the executive board. And part of the statutory duties of the code counsel is to staff the code commission. The code commission has statutory authority to oversee the publication of the code. It is a 5-member board, as I mentioned, created in statute. One member is appointed by the executive board. 2 members are appointed by the legislature, one by the president pro tem, one by the speaker of the house, and 2 members are appointed by the state bar. Like Senator Krebs mentioned, one of their primary responsibilities is to oversee the publication of the code, and that's what this bill does. It identifies what the current code is in Section 1, and Sections 2 provides that Section 2 provides that nothing that is enacted by operation of this bill changes any challenges that there may be for legality, constitutionality. This just moves basically the session laws from last year into the code for this year. And Section 3 is a transition clause that says that anything enacted by this legislature during this session is deemed to have been enacted after this bill. I'll review for you the current members of the Code Commission. The chair of the Code Commission is Mike Demersman, a former legislator, lawyer from Rapid City, and he is appointed by the executive board. The Senate member, as previously introduced, as Senator Krebs, appointed by the President Pro Tem. The House member is Representative Gosch, appointed by the Speaker. The State Bar members are Maggie Gillespie. She is a former legislator, and she is the vice chair of the commission. And the remaining member is Tom Lee. He's a lawyer from Pierre, appointed by the state bar. This bill is a routine measure that comes before the legislature every year. And as Senator Krebs indicated, one of the duties of the code commission is to identify when a volume of the code is republished. And that's when you see in Section 1 the overstrikes of 2004 underscore for the 2013 revision of Volume 3. What that means is that in the course of the legislature enacting various bills, the pocket parts get to be large, unwieldy. And the guide that we use in determining when a volume should be republished is the page count of the pocket part equal to or greater than 25% of the page count of the main volume. When the page count gets larger than 25%, then the volume gets unwieldy. And so based on that type of analysis, we look at when a volume should be reprinted. In effect, you take the pocket parts and move it into the main volume. And you see that the decision was made to reprint three volumes based on the size of the code. As I said, this is a routine matter that currently is handled every year. It is something that needs to be done. It generally is non-controversial. And with that, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. You probably can stay there. Are there any further proponents? Any further proponents for Senate Bill 70? Last call for proponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 70? Any opponents? Last call for opponents. All right, with that, we'll open close public testimony and open committee questions. Any questions for Mr. Decker while he's up here? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Decker. All right. We'll close committee questions, open for discussion and or action. Senator Lieberman.
Chair, I move to pass. Second.
Move to pass by Senator Lieberman, seconded by Senator Holeen. Any comments on that motion, Senator Lieberman? All right. Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none, now the Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Pass.
Ferris.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Lieberman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Keeson.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden. Excuse. Brown.
Aye.
Having received a unanimous vote, Senate Bill 70 goes due pass to the floor. Senator Lieberman.
I move consent.
Second.
Consent has been moved and seconded. Any comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 70 goes to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you.
Will not. The second.
Holding. We'll now open for committee testimony on Senate Bill 71. Proponent testimony. Senate Bill 71, Senator Krebs, again.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, Mr. Chair, member of the committees. Senator Krebs here again. I'll defer again to our code counsel, Doug Decker, for the explanation of this representing the code commission. It's really just an update on the publication, but allowing us to extend the contract versus and what it is currently of year to year, allowing us to negotiate up to and not to exceed 2 years. So, Doug, I'll let him explain that a little further.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents, Senate Bill 71, Mr. Decker, again.
Good morning, members of the committee. Doug Decker, Code Counsel for the State of South Dakota. This is one of the responsibilities of the Code Commission is to contract with private publishers to publish our code. And the State of South Dakota has currently contracted with West Publishing. If you look in this bill on lines 6, 7, and 8, it identifies the current name for West, a Thomson Reuters company. That is a cleanup type of revision to correctly identify how that company is identifying itself. And so that is in the area of a cleanup measure. The substantive part of this bill is that when the Code Commission contracts with a publisher, the initial award of a contract after it's been put out to RFP and the contract is awarded, it's for 5 years. And then subsequent to that five-year period, then the contract is renewed year to year. And that has been ongoing since 2004. If you recall on Senate Bill 70, you see that a lot of every volume except the reprinted volumes all have start with a 2004 beginning date. That's because the contract was let, and that was the first year of the contract under West Publishing. So what this does now is allow the contract to be renewed not from year to year, but for a period up to 2 years. And this arose out of the discussions that Code Commission held this summer when they were reviewing the publishing contract and thought it might be beneficial to allow for a longer term renewal so that the publisher would have assurance and continuity, and it would be maybe a better benefit to the state to allow that. So they are suggesting up to 2 years, and it's upon negotiation. It may continue as year to year, but it may be up to 2 years. It's all subject to negotiation. And with that, I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Probably can stay there. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 71? Any further proponents? Last call, proponents. Seeing none, any opponents to Senate Bill 71? Any opponents? Last call. Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal. Senator Krebs, unless you want to rebut that. Okay. All right. With that, we'll close public testimony and open to committee questions. Any questions for Senator Brown?
Okay, I have a question for Mr. Decker.
Mr. Decker?
This is probably more just for my edification than anything, but typically we don't specify the name of a corporation or an entity or an individual in a particular bill, and obviously we're doing that here in this case. What is different about this, or why would we not just say the Code Commission has the ability to contract with a publisher?
Thank you. Well, it has been the practice for the Code Commission to identify who the publisher of the code is. We want to make it sure that the regular publisher of the code is identified so that if there are others that publish copies of the code, it is clear that they aren't the official publisher of the code. Ever since I've been involved with the Code Commission, the history of the statute, the publisher of the code started with Allen Smith, an Indiana company, and that was always in statute. And then it went from Allen Smith to the Mickey Company, and then from there to LexisNexis, and then from Lexis to West Publishing. And each change was recognized in the statute, and this is a continuation of that.
So there is no constitutional concern with the fact that we do name that in this particular case, because there is that provision that prohibits us from naming an individual or an entity typically?
Yeah, the constitutional provision, if I recall it, prohibits giving special awards to. This was done at the as a result of an RFP, and it just identifies who was the entity that was awarded the contract.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions for Mr. Decker? Any further questions? All right. Seeing none, we'll close committee discussion. We'll close questions, open to committee discussion and or action. Senator
Chair.
Lederman.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
Second.
Motion do pass by Lederman, second by Senator Maher. Discussion on that motion, Senator Lederman?
No, thank you.
Any further discussion? All right. Seeing none, we'll... Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Furitz.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kiesen.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden excused.
Senate Bill 71, having received a majority vote of the committee, moves to the floor. Do pass.
Motion consent.
It's been moved consent by Senator Maher, second by Senator Teason. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 71 goes to the floor with a do-pass motion on the consent calendar. Thank both of you for getting us through a heavy day. We barely made it on time here to get down. Appreciate the speediness. Any further business that should come before this committee?
Move do-pass.
Senator Lucas moves a do-pass adjourn motion. We'll call that germane, seconded by Senator Teasley. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.